Hey everyone, I'm Hulk, DM for Out of the Abyss, a story where darkness lurks around every corner and secrets hide in the shadows. Thank you for watching. Here are our players.
Howdy, my name is Bramble. I'll be playing Shambra Kissy Kissy, a Ghostwise Halfling Ranger. Shambra is quite the unique character, a bit odd, but full of courage.
Hey everyone, my name is Matt. I'm playing Khazad Doerden, a drow oathbreaker who is trying to get out of the Underdark and start a better life.
Hey everyone, I'm Mithril, and I'll be playing Ruin, the half-drow ranger who receives visions of coming doom.
Hello, I'm Pat, also known as Storyweaver, and I'm playing Ivan Von Kritsch, a drow whose blessing has been spun into a curse.
Hey, it's Brynn. I'll be playing Merlette Ambereye, a halfling rogue with a fascination for magic tricks.
Hey, my name is Amir. I'll be playing Tequel Mershi, a fairy bard, a common out to sell you your own secrets.
Oh, hi. Didn't see you there. I'm Morpski, and I'll be playing the adorable red cobalt artificer, Flaffle. Want to know more? You'll just have to tune in.
Welcome back, everybody. Last time, our adventurers had a day of RP in the tavern after Warden reached out to Mr. Fizzy, the rock she had found that had been speaking to her. Shookashack then invited everyone to his house under the tavern to get Flaffle a disguise. Once entering, Shookashack and Flaffle realized that great minds think alike and began to talk to one another in Yip-Yak, the language of the kobolds, discussing the goings-on of Gracklestug and keeping their hidden intelligence a secret between them to help each other save the city. Ivan looked on, not knowing what was going on. Guarding the entrance to Shookashack's home, Khazad and Warden had a discussion about current events until Khazad realized he was speaking to a different entity that lives within Warden. We left off with the disguise being finished and the party regrouping to head into the city. So, that is where we will pick back up.
What would you guys like to do as you kind of reemerge, seeing Warden and Khazad?
Well, there. Khazad was going to like poke his head around the corner and see what
the noise
that place was. Yeah,
there was a large noise as well.
What are you looking at, Khazad?
Rubble, potentially.
You do hear another.
Could it just be the ceiling falling on this whole, on everything? Is that I mean, the end?
It could, but that would be a problem.
I mean, if the ceiling collapses, depending on where we are technically under the surface, it could be just the fastest way to the surface. Glass half full kind of thing.
You're not wrong.
Yeah, just can't get crushed.
Yeah, he's gonna investigate and see what that noise is.
So, Shookashack, is there like a way, like a quest board or a way that we can get money? Is there like, I can go, is there like an infirmary of like townspeople who need to be healed? I just need money. I'm
There's
bad at money.
Prostitution.
You know, that is actually what my mother told me to do on my downtime. But I never did it. Maybe that's why I'm broke. So.
Question for DM. Would I know something like that? Okie dokie. Where exactly is it in the city?
Also, when Warden hears that Ivan was encouraged to do prostitution, the lights on her faceplate, they flicker to blue, and there's like this low growl that comes from her before they flicker back to red and she falls silent again.
DM? While all this is going on, Flaffle is going to step away and begin making his way towards the tower with the neon sign.
That's okay. Why I want money. It's a shop and I have no money.
Where would that, like, board area be? Would it be in the tavern, or...?
There really isn't one in Gracklestug.
That's what I
there,
thought. Yeah.
It's more of, like, if you need tasks, like... Or if you need money, Wurz is kind of the guy that Flaffle spoke with the first time. He's kind of the guy to get you jobs, but there's... the captain's offered you, I think, 500 apiece.
Mm-hmm.
To basically help the city. But you're more than welcome to try to find one or ask around if you'd like.
Relay that to him. Relay that to him. Yeah, it's just, he just kind of find money whenever he can, to be honest. Nobody really likes hiring me, unfortunately.
That is wrong. Next, if I see somebody say something in you, Sugar Shack, that's bad, I'm gonna correct that.
Oh, thank you, buddy.
Oh yeah, family. Right. But yeah, I need to get money. I want to go to that shop. I really feel like if I go in there, a song is gonna be sung at me, and I am worried that if they sing, I don't have money to pay them.
It'll be all right. They just opened today. They need word of mouth. Let's go check it out.
I have 7 silver. But okay.
Shiny, though.
I need money,
though. That's the pizzazz.
Okay. Rest of you follow?
We'll follow them.
Okay. So,
I feel like Flapple has gained at least 5 to 10 minutes from this diversion.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Are you going to the shop?
Yes.
Okay. You arrive first. To preface this, by the way, you are not entering the main entrance of this building. This building spans probably 100 by 100 feet. It is gigantic. There is a section that is open with a little door and the light, neon light that says Little Shop of Wonders. You walk in to basically see a warm, inviting magic shop, and an individual comes walking around the bookcase with a very fucked looking cape. Little eyeballs kind of move around on it. And in the spirit of Christmas, Puddin, you see a little red kobold.
No. You see a very fucked up looking,
Ah, oh, fuck, I forgot gnome. What they call now, too. Yep.
Welcome to my shop. How
Hello.
You doing there, bud?
I'm great. I'm Tater. Nice to meet you.
Oh, nice to meet you. Well, if you want to have a look around and just let me know what you got your eye on. Just
I'd love nothing more, but I'm on a bit of a time crunch before I have friends arrive, and I really want to get them a surprise. So, do you have any gunpowder, explosive, TNT, dynamite?
I don't have that, but I will say, I do keep the store stocked up pretty good, so I can keep an eye out for that.
That would be wonderful. In the meanwhile, any magic items like pulls out necklace on the line of like this, perhaps?
You know what it is.
I do have a... Here, let me just show you this book. And he pulls out a book and it shows you all of this.
Goodness. Mayhaps, how much could this get me? And he slides a little obsidian dog statue your way.
What is this?
I'm not entirely sure. I find all sorts of things.
It is... Let me find the name of it.
Where did you find this?
It's hard to say. There's so many places I go. You know how us deep gnomes are. Always getting into things.
Deception check.
Doesn't need to.
That's right.
Give me a second. Let me go up top and take a look at it real quick.
Okay, in the meanwhile, I will take a look over your stock.
Absolutely.
Okay. Watches them go upstairs. Love wants to look around and see if there's anything that he could easily pocket.
Okay. Make a perception check.
I'm not good at those anymore. That's 16.
Okay. There's a lot here. I mean, this looks like a very advanced shop that should not be in the Underdark, but is. Almost as if it was put here magically. And the more you get to kind of looking around at things, you see, you know, everything that's on the list. You see a rod that has a button on it. You see something similar to what you have in a bag of holding. You see boots, bracers. As far as something small, you do see a small deck of cards.
Is it just there, like, not in the case, just, like, sitting on a shelf?
It's just sitting on the shelf.
Slides it into his bag.
I need you to make a dexterity saving throw. As the second you do that, the arcane circle in the middle, that fails.
16.
Where are my dice?
Oh, new character.
Is Flaffle gonna die? Did Flaffle try to steal something?
Flaffle did try to steal something, yes.
That's not my dice.
I'll have you know, at the age of 8, I played on the Game Boy Advance Legend of Zelda The Wind Waker, and I stole from that shopkeep all the time. And then I would go back and get vaporized. So I'm used to this.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8...
Our younger viewers out there, Game Boy was like a handheld video 11, game console back in the day.
12. Used
cartridges.
Those are very thick, hardened box-like things you put inside the device, unlike a disc. Or, I guess, nowadays, we'd have to explain what a disc is.
Internet was not quite what it is nowadays, so you couldn't download anything. Matter of fact, if you wanted to light up the screen, there was actually a separate attachment you had to plug into it to light up your screen. Otherwise, playing in the dark was impossible.
Yeah.
Pokemon Red was the first Pokemon game that came out in the United States, and you could play it on the Game Boy. Crazy times, kids. Crazy times. There were simpler times.
What's your max HP?
31.
Did you just int Flaffle?
He's not dead, but you take 44 points of lightning damage. As you see, the second you steal something...
All the shopkeep hears is just a...
And you are down.
I imagine it's like the scream from R2-D2.
Yeah.
And yes, Kuru, you do hear the
Wilhelm
device go off. And a small scream.
And there's this deck of cards that's like slid across the room away from my charred, twitching body.
I need you to make a death saving throw. Because you are down.
Oh god, are we going to get there in time?
Unless Kuru does something, it depends on his rolls.
It's a 17.
That's a save. Yeah, Kuru, do you do anything at this point?
I'll come down kind of smiling, just, oh, I see you tried to take something. What did we learn?
A little bit of foam is coming out of his mouth at this point.
That's a great answer. He's unconscious. And I'll, snap my finger. I wish he was fully restored.
And... He is fully restored. Flavel, you are back up.
Now then.
You may need like a little warning on the shelf of do not touch. I just simply wanted to look over an item, and I got blown back 50 feet.
Well, where's the fun in that? Now don't try to take things.
I wasn't trying to take it. Just look, but that's fine. No touchies.
Did you find anything you would like? Also, I can give you 5,000 for that piece you were talking about.
What, pray tell, does it do? I am a simple deep gnome, and I have no way of finding out myself.
So basically, it creates a little dog that follows you around.
Oh, like a little spy. 5,000 gold, you said. I would very much like to wrap up this transaction right here and right now, if you are okay with that.
Sure.
Wonderful. Could you just drop them here into my bag of holding?
And at that point, everybody comes in.
Oh, welcome, yeah, welcome.
I really... Oh, Flaffle's here. Flaffle, what'd you do?
Oh. Who is Flaffle, sir? I am Tater.
Oh, that's right.
Your friendly neighborhood like gnome.
Fully charred. Like half of the paint and all, like the robes, is all charred and singed and burning.
Yeah, hey, Tater.
I am fully restored, thank you.
Yeah, you are, not your clothing.
Means that underneath all the makeup, I am shiny and red.
Yeah, you might not be able to go on about that.
Pieces of the clothing are like falling off at this point.
You're all dirty, messed up, and well, thank you. Anyways, what are you holding your bag out for?
Oh, nothing. He closed the bag. We'll just take that on credit, good
He's
sir.
He's about to sell this little wondrous thing.
Oh, is he now?
I am. It's mine, and I can do with it as I please.
How much is he selling it for?
Enough.
5,000.
Kind of turns and locks eyes with Flaffle.
I'm guessing this is the rest of your party.
It
also,
is.
Also, point of order, Flaffle, you kind of are looking around, like trying to, like, deadpan stare back at them. You do see all of the shit you gave Droki sitting on one of the shelves.
Did a little fella come in not too long ago and sell you all of those items there?
Oh yeah, bud. Yeah, he just got out of here actually.
Really? Did he procure anything on his way out?
No.
I see. How much did he get for all of that, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm sorry, but I can't talk about other people's prices that they get. I hope you
understand. But you taught the price of my item to the party.
Yes, but that's your party.
Ivan just kind of like looks over, looking for the little tiny lizard that's supposed to be following him around and go, hey, tell Chambra.
There's a bit of a twitch in Flaffle's eyes.
There's already, you see this little ethereal lizard just by the doorway with his legs kind of crossed, leaned up against the door, just taking notes, looks up at Flaffle and just goes, shakes his head.
You're a lizard. Don't judge me.
So are you.
You see him point.
I'm your evolutionary peak.
Go the other way. Don't evolve. So you that is your item, I guess, that you you took.
I procured.
Yeah, thank sure. You. Same thing. I mean, honestly, you procured it from a tomb, so, you know.
I did not procure that from a tomb, good sir. I procured all of that stuff up there from a tomb.
Wow. Well, where'd you get this thing from, then?
Don't worry about it. Some things you don't want to know the answers to.
Well, I mean...
Is that the statue he stole from... What's his name?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
That was the tigers.
Oh, you stole from that guy.
Yeah, hey, why wouldn't I? He took our friend's soul. And then he let another one of our friends get taken on his watch. Okay, so look, we're all thieves here.
To be honest, he sold that.
Listen, how you can't come at me on a moral high point, sir. You sold two people up the river in prison. We're all ne'er-do-wells here.
To be honest,
as soon as Flaffle's god marches up to him and hits him in the face.
Oh.
Ow.
With the disguise.
The snout does look better, more like a deep gnome now.
And why did we feel the need to physically assault our party members?
he like picks Flaffle up and like brings him up to eye level, and he goes, "You do not get to judge him for doing what he needed to do to survive."
Oh, right. Sorry. Yeah, you know, killing innocents. Moral
He's
high ground.
He's gonna hit Flaffle again.
Ivan's just gonna nod his head and.
That's fine. That's what I expect from Drow. Just violence. That's all you know.
Walk out of the store. Uh-huh. Ivan just leave.
Bye.
Now, are we done hurting your teammate? And can I go back to doing what I was doing?
I will say that once again, Warden's red flickers to blue, and she follows Ivan out the door.
Azaj's just going to kind of keep Flapple suspended in the air now. And he says, every time you open your mouth, every time you run off somewhere, trouble follows us. You're going to stay here with me for a bit.
Everything okay?
Evidently not. So it's going to be a little more difficult for me to handle the transaction now, but can I please hold that book that you passed over earlier?
Oh, yeah, here.
Thank you. And Flaffle just sitting there midair, just flipping through the pages.
Would that be like the catalog for what you have in this?
Would. I will pass it over to you in just a moment, good sir.
Not a problem. I haven't been around here very long, but seems kind of young. I don't know if physical violence would be good, you know, the growing process and whatnot. Just paint a bad picture.
I would agree, but their upbringing teaches them otherwise.
Gotta be better than where we came from, you know? That's all I'm saying.
I agree, as Flaffle just continues to nod and flip through the pages.
And if we're being honest here. Shook at Jack and he goes, you should be grateful that I am being better than what I was.
At that point, too.
I don't think it's very much of a contest.
There's the threats. Only a matter of time.
You hear, for the first time in a very long time, you hear a voice come from your sword, Khazad.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, it ignites. And it is not a sword. It leaps off of the blade, stands into a 7-foot tall guardian of light, almost resembling a Goliath. And you just hear it scream, enough.
Azad looks up at this thing, and he's holding Flapple. And he looks down at his sword.
Flapple, I need you to make a wisdom saving throw.
Roll this with the actual dice. That's cocked as fuck.
Or roll it if it's cocked.
Let me remove dice so it doesn't get cocked on dice. There we go. I failed.
What was it?
Altogether, it's a 3.
Was it a 1?
It was a 2.
Oh, damn. I thought I called the nat 1.
Okay.
That would have been funny.
And while Flaffle, you tell me what's going on, I'm going to find different dice to roll.
Something happens to you, Flaffle. Khazad, you're watching him as this thing is screaming enough. And you watch as the two scales, blue and platinum, the green one pops up. And a gold one.
Wait, so they came back? We plucked those.
They came back. Flaffle, you have no idea what this thing is, but for some strange reason, with a fail, it's almost as if a shred of humanity returns. And you feel like someone is with you. And then you hear a squawk of a bird again. The vision dissipates, or the essence dissipates. And Kazad, in your head, you hear, "That should calm him down for a little bit."
Kazad very slowly sits Flaffle down.
Flaffle just stands so there.
Eye level with him. And he goes, "I don't know what you are exactly. Throw barbs at me as much as you want, but Ivan is off limits."
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Huh.
And he just kind of puts a hand on him and uses like a lay on hands to just kind of like make him better after getting hit in the face a couple of times. And he just kind of pats him on the head.
Hey, Kazad.
Yeah.
You feel your sword grow in power. Your sword awakens by the second that you say, "Do not touch Ivan."
What?
For 1 minute, you can summon this creature that came from the blade.
Let it be known that the DM favors violence against party members.
Incorrect.
He condones this.
What? Okay, I need to add this to notes. Hang on just a second.
I'm not angry, I'm just disappointed.
And I will send you the rest of what it does, but essentially you have awoken Duskbringer.
Yo. Let's fucking go.
Flaffle sits there for a moment longer, kind of shakes his head, looks over at Kuru, and could I get the immovable rod and the deck of cards there? And how often are you in the area?
Oh, I move around quite a bit.
Would it be more beneficial for me to keep this as store credit?
I mean, I guess you can.
Whatever's easiest for you, I can take in gold as well.
I tell you what. You give me that. You can take the rod and the other thing you were talking about, and I'll throw in this little doll, too.
Okay, yeah. Puts it in his pack. Thank you. I'll wait for you guys outside.
I'll be seeing you.
The Fluffle just turns on a heel and slowly steps outside.
Kazad is going to walk up to the shopkeeper. He's going to pull a gem out of his pocket. He's going to hand it to him. He's going to say, "How much will that get me?"
"It's 50 gold.
Yeah. He's going to sell that gem. He's going to get the 50 gold, and he's going to look around and see if there's anything in here that is worth somewhere in that ballpark and okay. if it's worth the effort of getting it. So he's going to kind of look around for a few minutes.
Make an investigation check for me.
All right, let's see here. Am I good at those? I am not good at those. You would think, being a paladin. Come on. Ooh, 19. That was juicy. Okay.
With a 19, you look around and you see a couple things, mostly just kind of common items like arrows or short swords, stuff like that. But there is something that catches your eye. It is an old, dusty book that's kind of hidden away on one of the shelves.
I'm going to pick it up and look at it.
Okay. It is an old book. Very raggedy, but you can tell that it's seen some use. Red binding around the outside. You open the pages and it doesn't make sense at first. But then it does. It's weird. You are in possession of a spell book. But these are spells you have never heard of.
Interesting. I'm gonna walk up to the shopkeeper and I'm gonna buy that book.
Okay, yeah, Karu. Kazad approaches you with the book.
Oh, hey, you find everything okay?
Yeah, yes, and he hands the book to Guru, and he goes, "What can you tell me about that? Anything?"
Huh. Where did you find this? This was just on the shelf over there?
Yeah.
Interesting. It's a book from one of my friends. You can have it.
How much do I owe you?
You know what? If you let me take a look at that sword real quick, I don't need to keep it or anything. I just wanted to take a look at it, and you can just have the book.
He's gonna set the book down. He's gonna very carefully draw Duskbringer. And let you look at it.
Guru just places his hand on top of it.
Guru, it is as if this warmth rushes to your hand. You know what this is.
Yes.
You know who this is.
Well, take care of it.
I will. Thank you for the book. Thank you for having a shop here. I'm just gonna, and he like puts the sword away and he takes the book and he's like, bye.
I'll be seeing ya.
He just turns around and he walks out.
Okay. We are going to jump now to when Ivan, oh, go ahead, Chuck, sorry.
Guru, right?
Yes.
Okay, take his hand. I don't have much in the way of money. Perhaps if I see you have some tattoos in your catalog. I wonder if maybe I could perhaps share some new knowledge on what I have. You know, you could slide me a couple of potions of healings. I just want to make sure my friends stay okay.
So what is it that you want?
Information for a potion of healing or two.
What kind of information do you want?
Oh, no. I need the potion of healing. I'll give you the information.
Oh, no. I'm good on information.
Oh. All right. Anything else you're looking for around these parts? Perhaps maybe next time we see you, I could trade it.
Not really, to be honest. I kind of, I gather my own stuff. Thank you, though.
Not a problem. Very nice to meet you. Bye.
I'll be seeing you.
Heads out.
Okay. We will now jump to Ivan and Warden. The two of you walk outside, frustrated by what has occurred in there, and the floor is yours.
Are you okay, Ivan? It is a very different voice coming from Warden.
Well, Ivan honestly hasn't really heard Warden speak much. But Ivan is kind of just silently walking, doesn't really respond. He's not as much frustrated as much as he knows it is a very true thing that Flaffle said, and just kind of more upset with himself. So he's kind of just silently walking, doesn't really say anything, just kind of nods as he's continually walking, pulls the cloak over further, and is just kind of walking and looking for anybody who is injured, without a home, looks malnourished, and is just looking and checking. And before he even gets close to people, he's gonna cast, because there's still phase rust here, right?
There is.
Yeah, he's gonna, before, you know, like right after he walks out and gets away from the building, he's gonna cast Goodberry.
Okay.
Because he knows that there is always a chance of something going kaboom.
D100 roll.
Yeah, I thought as much.
I'm sorry, a D20 roll, not D100.
Okay, I was like, D20. Yeah, this place
not
is
automatic.
Kind
of, yeah, it's not automatic, but
12.
You are good.
Okay.
The berries appear.
Yeah. Then he, yeah, he is going to walk around and search for people who are not well taken care of.
It's not hard to find. There is, due to the nature of Gracklestug, there are a lot of illnesses. When the forges were running, there's, and you guys would know this being from the Underdark, Gracklelung is essentially this city's version of lung cancer. It is what all of the people involved with the forge eventually end up getting because of the smog and the, you know, fumes from the flames.
Kind of like black lung, like coal miner's skin.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
However, this, you find someone that looks very injured, as if like a rock had fallen on their leg. And they're just kind of sitting there, and it's a portly Durgar, and he just kind of looks up at you and just, "You have any food, daddy?"
Look, he looks down and kneels down. I'm gonna look over the leg and see if it's something that can be better healed. Like, can heal fine on its own.
It is, just based off of looking at it, and Warden, you'd pick up on this as well. It's bad. It's gnarled, there's infection, there's, you see the signs of gangrene as well. Man, it is, it would take regenerate.
Can I get a sense of, Is his time up soon?
Yes. Like, your internal clock would understand that it is almost the time for him to be with death.
Are we talking days, minutes, hours, weeks?
Hours.
I will pull out two of my rations. and give them to him. Because I don't fucking eat.
As Ivan sees this, Warden handing him, Warden's handing over rations. Ivan looks at him and says, I can help, I think, but it might not be the way that you would want to be healed. Do you wish to be healed?
You're asking the individual?
Mm-hmm.
I could take it and leave it at this point, Lottie.
Very well.
I've been let down before.
He reaches
one more time,
back.
That's going to kill me.
In his bag, like he's going to grab like a potion or something, but then grabs the back of the head of this individual, pulling out a sickle and stabbing it through his neck. As he slides it out, the blood drips off of the individual, forming on the ground a chalice. As Ivan's stars start to glow, he reaches over and grabs the chalice, grabs the sickle, slices his own arm open and drips his blood into it, and then pours it down the individual's now dead throat. As he casts with everything he has, his highest level spell and his chalice form with his path of mortality, and heals the individual for as much as he possibly can to try,
Warden,
to bring him back.
You do see that he is doing this. Do you do anything? Because remember, technically you are blue right now.
Yes, this, he's trying to heal him.
Yes.
But he just sliced his throat with a sickle.
Yes.
Can I tell if the healing is working or not? Like, is his time increasing? Because even blue, I should still notice that.
His time is increasing. It is almost as if you look up at Ivan and there's somebody else standing beside him. And for a split second, you swear you see stars.
She will remain silent and watch. Because this is intriguing. Because I don't think she's ever seen anyone reverse damage like this, give someone more time like this. And it's not necessarily against her oath, because he's not doing necromancy. So.
Right.
It just looks very much like necromancy. But yeah, as he pours the drink, the basically the potion made of his blessing or curse, whichever way you want to look at it, Ivan's skin grows paler as he is, it almost seems as if he is kind of transferring life over. Does it work?
Does. Warden, you sense his internal clock going up by years. And
far more than a Duergar should live, or
no,
just okay.
Extends his life to the point where the leg is actually starting to regenerate, even though this should not be technically possible.
Actually, this particular portion of her wants to help. So I am going to reach out and start pumping lay on hands and cure wounds into him. I have 3 spell slots that have cure wounds, and I have 15 more points of lay on hands this long rest.
Okay.
Should also ask, are we? Do I roll for the phase, Russ? Because I did cast a spell.
Not for this one.
Okay.
Do I need to?
Blows him up.
Oh, sorry. I was nodding at Morphe. Sorry, not you. You don't have to roll for this either. This is all part of one coercive thing we're doing. Okay. You go to start pumping lay on hands in, and you hear a voice. You know his time is soon. Why waste your abilities?
Because his time is not soon, not anymore.
Is that what you think? That That's mortality what... can just be given so easily.
If he dies another day, then he dies a day. But his lifespan is increasing. Whatever Ivan is doing. I'm responding mentally to this, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't look too much like a crazy person.
Ivan wouldn't pay attention even if you were. At this point, there's just ringing in his ears.
The voice goes away. And not only does this individual regain his leg, remove the infection, there's something different about Ivan. You look over to him, and his skin is no longer the same as a drow. You see as these points almost connect out of his back to create wings.
Oh shit. Did I just switch from what I am to what I...
Yeah.
Was that the moment, Hulk? That I became a different Azamar?
That is the moment.
Oh, fuck yeah! I'm no longer Scourge. I am a normal Azamar. I gotta not pick the 2024 one. Alright, let's see here. Azamar.
And as you see this almost cocoon-like evolution, you hear... and you look over to see a huge wall or hole being blown in the wall by 2 massive creatures. You will shift back to the original map.
Well, that's not good.
And what you see are 2 stone giants come crashing out of the side of the cavern, and we will end the session there.
Nice.
Hey, adventurers. Thanks for tuning in. Remember to smash that like and subscribe button, and don't forget to give some love to your bards.